Please do not attempt to adjust your computers or your MP3 players. You are listening to The Phoenix. Where science is stranger than fiction.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the Phoenix Podcast, Episode 2. I want to thank everyone for listening to my very first episode. You know, it's so strange listening to yourself, and other than sounding like I'm 14 years old, I think I also sounded really stiff. Your feedback has all been very encouraging, and my hope is that I'm going to improve on this podcast as I go along. So, thanks again. I went on a Bigfoot expedition in the California Redwoods about 3 weeks ago, and I promised everyone that I would share my experiences along with some recordings, and I'll be doing that on this episode. These Bigfoot expeditions happen all over the country throughout most of the year. I was fortunate to have a great guide by the name of John Holland, a Bigfoot tour guide and expert. He's been exploring the West Coast for 30 years now. And I have to say, despite being a little eccentric, the guy knows his stuff. So what I want to do is start with my second night there. As my first night, nothing had happened and I was really tired. I had flown in that morning in Oakland and drove up on Highway 101 into Eureka. It had been raining all day. In fact, it rained the entire time I was in California. But at least it was a comfortable 50 degrees or so. Although I was sleepy, I was too excited to sleep this night. And in this clip, you'll hear, John and I were sitting around the campfire, and I took this opportunity to interview him. So, what got you interested in Bigfoot, enough to dedicate your life to learning more about it?
My father had several encounters with Bigfoot when he first came to this part of California. Growing up, he would come here looking for tracks or any signs of the creature. He was passionate about it, and I guess I am too because of him.
Wow. So you do these tours with several different Bigfoot organizations, and you've also been a featured speaker at several events. So it's more than just a hobby for you, right?
Oh, yeah. It's my life. This is my job.
So you actually support yourself and your family doing this?
Oh, no. No family. It's just me. I never had time for finding a woman and having a family of my own.
Well, that's dedication.
True. But I'm okay with it. Learning about Bigfoot and sharing that knowledge is my whole life. I'm very happy. Very fulfilled. I have the internet at home, DSL, so I download porn on a daily basis. Plus, I have Cinemax.
Okay. Change of subject here. What has been your most exciting Bigfoot encounter?
Oh, that's easy. Back on August 22nd, 1999, I was about a quarter of a mile up the trail from the river. I was walking relatively quiet and slow along the path when I stopped on the path for just a moment to tie my shoe. Pausing, I surveyed the thick redwood area above. As I looked, I noticed something moving about 150 to 200 feet in the distance next to a large old redwood stump. The more I looked, I began to see more mass of the creature. I finally realized what it probably was and what it was doing. It had a human-like torso from the waist up, and it appeared as if it was scratching its back against the stump. I gained a back and profile view before I could no longer overcome this intense fear I was experiencing. So I ran away.
Bigfoot was using a tree as a back scratcher? Amazing. You know, I read a very similar story online, on the internet, except it was a father and son. But the story is nearly identical to yours. In fact, it's identical in every aspect. You know, wait a minute. Hey, did you steal that father and son story? Man, you did!
It's possible. Sometimes I do get mixed up. Well, my most incredible Bigfoot experience had to be when I was horseback riding near the town of Oreck. I saw a Bigfoot drinking from a creek. I could tell it was a younger one, but the damn thing had human-like hands. I even seen his thumb, and I...
Wait, hold on. I remember that story, too. That's on the Bigfoot Research Organization's website as well. The guy on horseback goes back to camp, they all go race down to the creek, and the adolescent Bigfoot is gone. But they see its mother, and she has silvery hair, and she is much bigger. John, you're stealing these people's stories. Jeez.
Like I said, I do get confused sometimes. I will tell you this. Lately, there have been many Bigfoot vocalizations in this area. That's why I took you here. And I'm eager to find the source.
Holy crap! What was that? At that point, we heard a series of very, very strange vocalizations. It was really weird. It sounded like a cross between a bear, a big wolf, and it even had a human voice-like quality to it. Can't really explain it. It made the hair in the back of my neck stick straight up. And here's what happened next.
Wow. There's a whole bunch of them.
John, what the hell are you doing?
I'm trying to call them so they can get closer.
Screw that! I can hear them just fine. I don't want a whole troop of Bigfoots running at us. Damn it! Cut that out!
They seem to be coming from the top of that hill. Let's go up and take a look.
You're serious?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. So we walked up this very steep hill, and the Bigfoot vocalizations were indeed getting louder and louder as we reached the top. When we got to the top of the hill, John and I hid behind the trees. What I was about to see would change my life forever.
What the hell? There's a fire over there.
Bigfoot can make fire?
No, of course not. I have to go out and take a look.
Wait, come back here!
Wait a minute! You're not Bigfoot! Who are you?
Ricola! Hello? Would you like a Ricola?
Run for your life! Run for your life!
He's chasing us with his little candies! Every man for himself! Luckily, John and I were able to escape unharmed with our lives. John has a prosthetic right foot, and during our panic of running down the hill and back to camp to his truck, the foot came off. But he still ran pretty damn fast. You know, he would have made the amputee Olympics pretty proud. But I know, John, you're out there, you're a superior tracker, and I know you'll find your foot someday. And that's the show for today. Before I go, I did want to let you know about something brand new. The Phoenix Podcast has a new hotline set up. So you can call me, leave a message, and what I'll do is I'll add it to my next podcast. So give me a suggestion, leave me a shout-out, tell me you love my blog or my podcast, or you can tell me I totally suck, whatever you want. Sort of a fun thing I wanted to do. So the hotline number is area code 206-338-2991. So give me a buzz, drop me a line, and I'll make sure to add you onto the next show. As always, thanks so much for listening. And remember, sometimes science can indeed be much, much stranger than fiction. Take care. Phoenix out.
Now.